Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
What the hell is going on recently? Welcome to the No Dunks Podcast on the Athletic Network. Are we live?
Yeah, we're live.
Awesome.
Aw, yeah.
It's Wednesday, February 1st, 2023. I'm J.E. Skeets here in the Classic Factory in the Beyblade Arena. And alongside me, as always, Tass Mellis.
It's a long season in the Beyblade Arena and in the NBA and in the NBA podcasting game. Posting game.
Next to Tass, it's the bearded one, Matasha Hotboy, Trey Kirby.
Bayo!
Jesus Christ.
Scott.
And last but not least, making this magic happen, super producer, JD.
Hello. It's right.
Our monitor is only seeing
I know,
seeing
you're
us.
Only seeing that. I'm going to try to fix that. But what the people are seeing correct, I think.
Noise.
Okay.
Noise.
Well, I'm going to work on that. You guys talk about basketball for a while.
Yeah, okay.
Deal.
Well, did we ever see you there?
See me where?
When here? We say hi to you. What do you mean?
They're seeing me right now. I'm on screen.
Okay, yeah. I'm watching here on YouTube. Hey, this looks like a good show. What is this?
It's a pretty good show, yeah.
Yeah, we just have monitor problems.
We're having monitor problems.
So we're
problems.
Having an alternate reality. Yeah. It's locked on our camera.
Shout out to the stream team joining us live on YouTube. Like the vid. Please subscribe. Get your tickets to our No Dunks live show in Salt Lake City. We're talking Friday night, All-Star Weekend. There's a link to buy tickets down there in the show notes. I'm just going to assume you're seeing a beautiful graphic right now on your YouTube
screen.
They're
not. I'm trying to fix this.
You fucking lied to me. You absolutely lied to me.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, it doesn't matter now. Later on today's pod, we're going to draft the three NBA Rising Stars teams. And we are going to determine who gets the number one pick by playing Bebe. Oh, God. By playing Beyblades.
Cool.
Holy
got a theme song.
Holy crap. Maybe we should have really focused on prepping for the show instead of playing Beyblades for 15 minutes prior to going live.
Unfortunately, they're too much fun.
That's what we're going to do. Yeah, I'll tell you what. It's not going to work. You should have seen us trying to play.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Tess even successfully got one.
How do these kids play Beyblades? It's wild.
Oh, man.
It's going to work. Are you seeing me now?
Yeah,
we're good.
Yeah.
No, we're good. Crazy. Yeah, this is nice. Yeah. This is nice.
We fixed it.
We fixed it. Let's just get to the games. Let's talk like literally 1 minute about these games because everybody just wants to play Beyblades. LeBron puts up 28 point triple-double in the Lakers overtime win in MSG. He has moved within 89 points of breaking the all-time scoring record. And he climbed into fourth place on the NBA's all-time career assists list, passing Mark Jackson and Steve Nash. Fun game, though. We were watching on playback.
We were.
Overtime battle. What do you guys think?
My first question is, has LeBron ever played Beyblades? That's the important question I need to know today. It was a star-studded affair, I guess, because people had heard Trey's prediction that LeBron was going to break the record in MSG. Everyone was out there. The celebrity row was cooking. Michael J. Fox, Michael B. Jordan, John, I don't know his middle name, Stewart, Emma Stone, Chris Rock, Ben Stiller, Pete Davidson. Alexander Skarsgård, the actor, I can't pronounce his name. Is he Swedish? I think he's Swedish.
I thought you nailed it, actually. Yeah, I thought you pronounced it pretty well.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. When those
the guy from True Blood.
Oh, yeah.
He's Nancy a True Eric. Blood. He's a big little liar. Yeah, he's done it all. Great actor. Anyway, the wild part was first half, that wasn't as great. It wasn't as great. That's probably going to be our first few rips in the Beyblade arena. It's going to be a little ugly.
Yeah.
And the second half, all kudos to Darvin Ham. He's balancing these lineups. Mm-hmm. No Patrick Beverley on this night. Austin Reeves, who's been their third best player, still out. And he's throwing Rui Achimura into the starting lineup. He's trying to figure out, we're going big, Thomas Bryant. We're going with Rui Achimura. He's still starting Troy Brown in Patrick Beverley's spot. He's balancing. And the big kudos, sticking with Russell Westbrook in overtime. What a roller coaster. In the fourth quarter, not playing great. It was some bad rests, turnovers, bad decisions, and then he won the game in overtime. Mm-hmm. He was excellent. If he wasn't their best player, he was their second best player, whatever you want to call it. So Russ coming through, and also quietly went into 10th in all-time assists on Monday night against the Brooklyn Nets, passing Gary Payton. So great night for him. I do think that the Lakers are only going to get better in a week from now when Austin Reeves comes back. And depending on what they do, also a week from now in the trade deadline. So they're in a good spot where Anthony Davis is playing. Everyone is playing. A good win for them here on the road.
Yeah, Rui Hachimura was really good in this. 19 points, 9 boards. He was running the floor, got a lot of easy baskets that way, and getting to the line and obviously hitting the glass with the 9 boards. He looks like he belongs perfectly in this sort of LeBron Lakers lineup here with now their stars back in AD as well.
Are you saying he's fitting in?
I would say he's fitting out.
He better be, because that's what LeBron asked for. He said, you better fit out. You ain't Kevin Love. We want you running the court. We want you blocking a shot that gets overturned a little bit later. That was a clutch play by Rui Hachimura. I did think it was funny afterwards that LeBron said players decided this game, not the refs, but they did get some nice help from the refs on the overturned call there late, but I'd also like to give a little credit to Anthony Davis, who had a great rim-protecting game despite finishing with 0 blocks, living in Julius Randle's head, I thought, especially on that last play. Weird call, I thought, by Tom Thibodeau.
Oh, yeah.
Brunson was absolutely cooking, finished with 37 on the night. Money in the fourth quarter, but we get a Julius Randle ISO to try and win the game.
On a night where he had been struggling, and big-time, like you said, struggling. AD's a great defender. There's only 4 seconds. Like, you don't have a lot of time.
Only 4 seconds, and it was basically cleared out on the right side for Randle, so it's like he had to attack Anthony Davis, which advantage Davis. He's also by the sideline and the baseline, so advantage Lakers again. And then LeBron is able to help because there's not much time left on the clock, made for a really, really tough shot, and just a strange move, I thought, considering how well Brunson was playing at that time. But yeah, this is a great win for the Lakers, especially, like, LeBron had a good game, 28 points, 11 assists, 10 rebounds, but he only shot 11 for 25 from the field. 2 for 8 from 3, 4 of 7 at the line. It wasn't a great shooting or scoring night for LeBron, but they found a way to get it done, get that dub.
Yeah, it was entertaining there ending on playback. Thanks to everybody that joined us last night. We had so much fun. We talked a lot about Beyblades. We showed off a new jersey coming soon to the NoDunks.com store. Stay tuned for that. And yeah, had a lot of fun bouncing around between some of these other games. Any more thoughts on the Lakers? And Knicks here?
Well, 89 away for LeBron, as you said. 2 road games, then 2 home games. So it feels like he's going to do it at home.
So it's happening against the Thunder or Milwaukee.
Yeah, the Bucks. That what we're getting at? Bucks national TV, Feb 9, also the trade deadline day. game Thursday night next week. Feels right. But did he break some news after the game? I know we just kind of, everything sort of floats over us. But he did say after the game, I'm going to pass it soon. I don't care when I pass it. Because I'm going to be here for a while. He said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be in this league for at least a few more years.
Yeah.
That's a while.
Yeah. He was being asked, like, is it a heavy burden on you as you get closer and closer to Kareem? He's like, no. I mean, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it probably in a week. And if I don't do it in a week, don't worry. I'll do it over the next couple of years.
Yeah,
I thought that too. It's like, oh, okay. I guess he is definitely going to be playing with the Sun in the NBA. I'm like, 99.9% sure at this point that he wants to do that.
Absolutely,
and will be around for it.
Yeah, at the same time, for sure. On the day Tom Brady actually retires, LeBron's going to be Brady. He's going to go he's 38. Right. Okay, so he's going to play into his 40s. He probably won't be Brady at 45. if he wanted to.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. He did kind of set an end date as well, though, because he's very far away from breaking John Stockton's record for assists. He's like, I'm not even trying for that one.
No
thank you. That's another 5,000 assists.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe if he plays till 50, he'll have a chance. The 50.
All right, let's go to the other LA team. Kawhi Leonard, Norman Powell lead the Clippers. Pass your Bulls. 108-103. What were your big takeaways?
Oh, just a classic Bulls game. Blew a 19-point first half lead. Fourth time this season that the Bulls have lost after leading by at least 15 points. Second most in the NBA behind the Houston Rockets. That's not cool. Bulls also lost the turnover battle. Classic stuff. 20-8. 15 steals for the Clippers. Bulls also gave up 12 offensive rebounds and still had a chance to win. But just like the Bulls, they botched it, man. They botched it on the inbounds play. Basically, what it came down to was Caruso was inbounding. There was a screen, supposed to be Zach LaVine cutting up to the top. Clippers switched, as they do. LaVine freelanced right into where DeMar DeRozan was standing. Turnover to end the game, just like they did against the Pacers. But, yeah, so, you know, disappointing for the Bulls, but Kawhi is cooking, man.
Oh,
Kawhi is awesome right now. 33 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 steals, 2 blocks. I guess you could call that a near 5-by-5. In January, he's played 12 games. That's huge.
A lot of games
12 of 16 games Kawhi Leonard has played 35 minutes per in those games, putting up 27 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, while 50-40-90 from the field. The Kawhi bot.
Will Kawhi be named an All-Star reserve tomorrow night? Is there any chance? I saw Hollinger had him on his team. I know the coaches obviously do this. You are looking at me with wild eyes, Tasmos.
Yeah,
no way.
No,
he's not on any of our teams. We put up our YouTube shorts with our rosters, our official picks, but I don't know. Is it?
How do you put him on
a
team?
Probably not. But
when he's playing over 50% of his team's games, but is there no baseline here?
Yeah, you're right.
I think the baseline's just dropping and dropping. I would find that wild. Paul George, fine.
Mm-hmm.
You begrudgingly put him on your team.
Damn right.
A lot of people, just kind of goes. They just forego Paul George because they forego the Los Angeles Clippers, and that's why. Just like people don't want to pick Paul George, people don't want to put the Clippers into the upper echelon of the Western Conference race. But they're there. They're fourth. They just don't do it conventionally. Do it conventionally, Clippers. They're they're here. They're in a spot where they can make a run for it in the Western Conference, but yeah, people don't want to put them up there. And in this game, Norman Powell, I think, was the key here, because the Bulls bench, as Trey said, they gave away that big lead in the second quarter. Norman Powell outscored the Clippers bench on his own.
Mm-hmm.
He has perfected his role, and so they're getting some balance as they move here into their second half of the season, where they're going to establish more of their identity, even though, you know, they've had it over the years, but they just haven't played this year a lot together. But they're doing it in a different way, and it's working right now. Again, fourth, a solid fourth. They would have home court advantage right now.
So I also assume you don't think the coaches will pick Anthony Davis as an All-Star reserve. They've played the exact same amount of games, him and Kawhi, 28.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
It all depends whether they care about playing a certain threshold of games, because you'd even agree Kawhi, when playing when healthy, AD when playing when healthy, is better than a lot of the players that maybe get selected over him. But you should take into account, I'm with you, at least playing 60% more than that of your team's game.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Listen, the players had Anthony Davis 7th among the Western Conference forwards, so that's fairly low.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, you know, way behind Markkanen and Sabonis. But the forwards are a far weaker spot than the guards.
Yeah.
So
I don't think it's that far-fetched on Thursday night to see AD or Kawhi, let's say, picked by the coaches. And there will be an uproar,
definitely,
for sure. So,
but like the last front court spot in the West is going to kind of come down to those two guys and Jaren Jackson Jr. They've all missed a ton of time,
yeah,
and they all don't play a ton of minutes necessarily when their teams are playing, so I don't know. I guess Kawhi has a chance. Doesn't feel like it, but they got the third most wins in the Western Conference.
Now, do you say that because it's feeling like Aaron Gordon is not making this All-Star team? Because we found out that Trey Murphy III is going to be the fourth dunker by reports in this dunk contest. That means, you know, AG said, hey, I'll go win it again if I'm selected.
If.
Yeah.
If so, and only
okay.
if.
We'll find out. Tomorrow night, coming right around the corner. Our next game, Jamal Murray, Jokic, help the Nuggets hold off the Pelicans 122-113. Mm-hmm. New Orleans, Is that 9 straight losses? Yeah, Jesus, tough. Murphy. But, yeah. I mean,
Jesus, Murphy. Trey Murphy.
Jesus, Trey Murphy. I don't know if you want to talk about the Pels or the Nugs there and those two guys, especially Murray and Jokic, cooking.
Yeah, 25, 11, and 10 are Jokic's averages for the season. He is finally, officially at the triple-double mark. He's at 10.0 assists per game.
After 15 last night to go with 26 points, 18 boards.
How can we not talk about the assists first? We'll get to the Pels. I think Jamal Murray is extremely key here. But the hot debate, did Nikola Jokic mean to put it off the glass to Aaron Gordon?
Oh, the glassist.
What do you think? I'm 50-50. I think he tried to lob it because it was Aaron Gordon and he had time and he could have gotten up and just dunked an alley-oop.
Yeah, here it is for everyone on YouTube. You know, Jokic at the three-point line, sort of Aaron Gordon has his guy sealed, and Jokic, it's tough. You can make a case. He's such a talented passer. Did he mean to, like, ricochet it off the glass to drop the AG, or was it more of a bit of a botched alley-oop?
He said it was a botched alley-oop.
Yeah, one to me. Now, there is another clip, I think, Hardwood Paroxysm, HP Basketball, had that Jokic did something similar earlier this year.
Is an assist.
Now, I think this is much more of an assist purposely here from Jokic. Again, you could argue that it's not, and maybe it's just a bad shot attempt. He thought he's going to get fouled or whatever, but it looks like he sees AG. He's like, all right, I'll just ricochet it off the glass there.
That one went down as a block by Jaren Jackson Jr.
Ooh, that's one of the controversial ones.
And those have
ones.
Been confirmed entire last week. Mm. People are going back and saying, did he block it? So I don't know. I mean, Doncic has done similar things where you're like, is that for real? But he's calling to the scoreboard. He's like, give me the assist on that one.
Trae Young's done it before.
Yep. I don't think so. Okay. I don't think these Jokic ones were. He even seemed like didn't know if it's something you could practice. They're like, do you think this is something you could work on? He's like, maybe. Maybe not.
Oh, you absolutely can.
Shrug jab.
I've always said you basically have a sixth offensive player out there if you consider the glass.
yeah.
Ricochet it off to a particular player. Those were fun videos going around last night.
More importantly, Jamal Murray, looking like himself. 32 points, 12 threes taken, which is a great sign.
Yep.
Nailing 7 of those threes. And I think it's important for him to be at his peak level because on the defensive end, he's able to give a little bit more. And I think that's the important part. That's what I'm watching here for the Nuggets going into the second half. But obviously, balling. Jokic got his boy back. It really feels like Jamal Murray is absolutely back.
Listen to the January that Jamal Murray just had. Averaged 22, 6-5, shot 48% from the field, 45 from 3, 92 at the line. In the month of January, Jamal Murray hit 41 three-pointers and 44 free throws. And, you know, missed a handful. That was it in 14 January games. Jamal Murray is back. We don't have to keep going like, ooh, once Jamal Murray gets his legs, once he's back to that level that we saw in the bubble and all that. He is there. This is the Jamal Murray where he can hit 7 threes and score 30 and hit clutch shots. And yeah, I mean, they're a dangerous team. You know Jokic is going to flirt with a triple-double every night. He can get 30. And then you've got this, Kitchener's finest, in Jamal Murray coming through. I love to see it. So, you know, he's on one. He is like, that's a great month of January there. And if he can continue at that level through to the playoffs, whoo, hell of a team.
Yeah, he takes really, really tough shots. I think Murray does so many weird floaters and just like in-betweeners that you don't expect anybody to take, but he's hitting them now, and the Nuggets are the best three-point percentage team in the NBA. I actually think Murray could probably shoot more than he's shooting because he's such a good shooter and they just don't get up a ton of attempts. But on the flip side, the Pelicans made 8 threes. They shot under 30% from 3. They're playing a ton of non-shooters right now. They even got a decent shooting night from Herb Jones, made 2 of 4, but it's tough to keep up with a team like the Nuggets when you're shooting that poorly from 3, and that's kind of been the case for the Pelicans since Zion went out for the most part.
Yeah, this team is reeling. Final note about the Nuggets, too. Did you notice that Bones Highland, he only played 5 minutes? Less than 5 minutes, I should say. Scored 2 points. His name has come up in a lot of trade speculation. Are these going hand in hand here? Do you have opinions on like this idea of like the Nuggets potentially moving Bones Highland for maybe more stability, I guess is the idea? Coming off of their bench, or they like what Bruce Brown does in that role too? I don't know. It's a little perplexing to me. This guy's a sophomore. He's obviously talented.
Yeah, the shot selection.
Too erratic? Yeah,
the shot selection is their biggest problem with him, I do think. I think he tries to light himself on fire a lot of the time. Like he just wants to get going. And he might be sort of the victim of the problem created by the front office in that they've got a really thin bench. And he might be traded for two players that are, you know, average players, don't have his ceiling. But
right.
Just add a little bit to the depth. I threw out the Naz Reid and Torian Prince coming back for him deal from Minnesota. They'd need a third team to make it work, but it's not that hard with the trade exception that they have. And I think that actually makes sense for both teams to get a little depth. So it is strange. It is strange. He was very excited to get into the Beyblade Arena, though, and be in the rookie sophomore game, the Rising Stars game, for the second time. Yep. He was pumped. He was thanking good. Everybody. He was really very excited. So it is strange. It is strange. We consider him a guy that, yeah, has a great ceiling, but he takes some bad shots, mm-hmm. and I think that's the problem.
I think the Nuggets, as long as they get a player or players back for Bones, like, it kind of makes sense. They don't have a lot of tradable pieces right now who are on the fringes of their rotation who actually bring somebody back. So when you look at a team that has Jamal Murray to handle the ball, you got Jokic, obviously, to handle the ball. Bruce Brown can do it in a pinch as well. That's maybe an expendable place, but if they trade him for something like a pick, then it's just cheaping out a little bit, which the Nuggets did over the offseason. It worked out because they made the right moves for the players, but they're not a team that wants to go into the tax. They're a little bit top-heavy, not a ton of depth. Like, I don't know, Chanchar's been playing pretty well, but is he going to show up in the playoffs? Who knows? They want a little more stability is exactly right, and we'll see. It wouldn't be a surprise if Bones sticks with the Nuggets through the trade deadline,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I mean, I get the idea, I get the reasoning, like, yeah, some more, maybe even vets to make a real, like, deep playoff run, and just guys that have been there, done that, and they're not going to be erratic. But, like, on the other hand, it's like, Bones feels like exactly the type of guy that wins a playoff game for your team. Like, you know, he is streaky. He can pop off. He can explode. He obviously gives them that youthful athleticism. So, a lot of bad at times, but, man, that's within him. We've seen it. So, we'll see. We'll see what the Nuggets do. But playing only 5 minutes, I mean, that's sort of telling a little bit.
Yeah, I think he got yanked. Turnover.
Yeah.
And Michael Malone's giving him a short leash right now.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy Butler scored 23 as the Heat held off the Cavs 100-97. We saw a little bit of this one on playback, bouncing back and forth between Lakers, Knicks, and this one. What do you think?
I think the Cavs don't know who they are late in games. Even though you sit back and you say, "Oh, Donovan Mitchell just gets the ball, see what happens." They don't seem on the same page, and it seems to happen from game to game. I think Garland's injury plays a part, and the fact that they've relied on Donovan Mitchell plays a part, but they are not cohesive on both ends. They got to figure that out, and I think that just comes in the second half of this season, because right now I don't think you're really scared of this team, even though they have Donovan Mitchell going into crunch time. They aren't on the same page, and so it's not surprising that they lost to the Miami Heat. Obviously, Bam gets that huge offensive rebound, and that kind of changed things, and so I'm not just discrediting the Miami Heat, but the Cavs are not a fourth quarter crunch time team, even though they have Donovan Mitchell right now.
Yeah, weird stat from Ziller I saw in his newsletter this morning. Good morning, it's basketball. Cavs are a league best 6-0 in overtime games, so they haven't lost, but they're 2-7 in games decided by 3 points or less in regulation. This being another one of them last night, just a weird little thing. Once they get to overtime, no problem. But getting there at times, if it's a close game, they more times than not come up with the L. What do you thought of this game?
Yeah, I actually thought too much Garland in the fourth quarter last night, because Mitchell is the money man when it comes down to it. He should be their go-to option. But he didn't really have it last night. 3-for-13 from 3, 6-of-17 from the field, so maybe that's why Garland was handling the majority of the playmaking duty out there. Mitchell got a nice look, you know, for a full court desperation heat at the end of regulation there, but mostly nice win for the Heat, like quietly just stacking up wins. They're probably going to end up with home court advantage in the first round of a playoff series, which will be tough if you're the Cavs.
Yeah, these two teams could see each other, obviously, in a playoff series, maybe 3-6, 4-5, something like that. Final game, Bucks beat the Hornets 124-115 for their fifth consecutive victory. Any takeaways from this one?
No.
I
will say, just go back to, I know I'm jumping back, but to the Pelicans, because I think that's a little bit more important, because it just reminded me, the Cavs are slipping in the standings. The Pelicans have obviously dropped as well, losing 9 straight. Mm-hmm. They've lost 9 straight in 3 of the last 4 seasons, but this season was supposed to be different. And I think we have to take a quick step back. They did lose their two best players for a long chunk. And so any team that loses their two best players should lose some games. This team was kept alive because they have so much depth, but their offense has been struggling, and Brandon Ingram, has not looked like himself. The toe injury that kept him out so long, you could see some great flashes. They were up on the Nuggets, a really tough team, and they gave it away. But I think you can make an excuse for them. I think the Brandon Ingram injury plus the Zion injury will they'll be back. They're too talented. They just need to get healthy. So I think that's far more important to talk about than the Milwaukee Bucks and the Charlotte Hornets.
Oh, how dare you!
You know, like Chris Middleton?
Yeah,
11 points in the third quarter. Wow, what a game for him. 18 points, 19 minutes. Still coming off the bench right now. He's like, I don't care. Yeah, I played off the bench. I used to never play back when I was, he was a Detroit Piston?
A Piston.
Is that right? Early in his career. But yeah, he put together a productive game, 4 of 10 from the field, but kept going to the free throw line, which was huge. And then Giannis had 15 in the fourth quarter. Nice to have him. Continuing to remind people about his MVP case. And then I actually thought Javon Carter made a couple of really nice plays early in the fourth quarter for the Bucks as well. So a business-like win for Milwaukee over those Hornets.
Five straight for them.
That's absolutely right. And I would have to, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up this for you there, TK. Hornets center Mason Plumlee, 14 points, 14 boards, 5 assists, made 7 of his 12 attempts from the field, okay? Plumlee averaged 16.5 points per game, 11.3 boards, with a field goal percentage of 75% in January. Shout out to Statitudes for this. The last player to average at least 15 points, 10 boards, shooting 75% from the field.
DeAndre Jordan.
In a calendar month.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Minimum 10 games played.
Oh, no.
Is Wilt Chamberlain.
Hey, man.
Mason Plumlee, Wilt Chamberlain. So you know Mason Plumlee is better than Ben Simmons when he's on a list with Wilt Chamberlain. That's crazy. This guy. Amazing shooting percentage there. Again, that's from Statitudes. Yeah. Wilt did it in November 1972. Minimum 10
great
games
month.
Played.
Great, yeah. great month.
Great month. Great
somebody,
month.
Somebody trade for Mason Plumlee. That's all we're saying. Somebody trade for Mason Plumlee. Let him be your backup center.
Yeah.
That's all. That's all we want.
Now, Trey made a great point at the end of yesterday's show, if you haven't seen it, that currently, at this very time, the contemporary player who is playing better between Ben Simmons and Mason Plumlee is Mason Plumlee. It's wild. But offensively, he is. And, you know, we talked about him in that trade scenario. And then we talked about it on Playback for about an hour, We talked about it for a long time. It's great. You can go see our recordings on Playback, I do believe.
Or maybe you can watch it back?
Or just we do. We can. Maybe that's just moderator access. Okay, I'll download it and upload it.
We can get some clips going from it if you really want to.
Anyway, we talked about it for a while before we saw some great endings, before we saw Donovan Mitchell just clank, just go short. But it was a great conversation about Mace. I like calling him Mace.
No,
Mace.
Please call him Plum Dog.
Mace.
Got the dog in him, as we said. All right, we're going to take our first break. When we come back, we're going to play Beyblades and draft the Rising Stars teams. Don't go anywhere.
Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, back here in the Classic Factory. Beyblade, let it rip.
Let's fight.
All right. The NBA's annual showcase of premier young talent, the 2023 Jordan Rising Stars, is set for Friday, February 17th at 9 p.m. Eastern, right after our live show in Salt Lake City. Actually, hold on. That's 9 p.m.
They're going to bump.
Eastern.
That's a good call.
That's weird. We're going to be after.
We're going to be mid.
Yeah.
They'll be starting.
Q3 maybe.
Jeez, we're going to have to do live updates while we're on stage about who's winning these particular games in the Rising Stars tournament. Because for the second straight season, Rising Stars is going to feature this three-game mini tournament among four teams comprised of NBA rookies, sophomores, and then NBA G League players. The 28 players set to participate include 11 rookies. We are showing you the list here on YouTube. 10 second-year players, and then the seven G Leaguers. I'm not going to read all these names. Hey, if you're a talented young guy in the league, you're basically in this. Though...
Snub?
A few snubs.
Snoobs?
I mean, Shaedon Sharpe was a big one. I think people were a little shocked by that. Does play for the Blazers. He's going to be in the dunk contest. And your boy, right?
Io?
Yeah. Is he a second year?
Second year.
I guess he could have made the sophomores list. But anyway.
They're pretty stacked.
They're pretty great talent. Great young talent in this league. So, we have a bunch of coaches. Darren Williams, Joakim Noah, Pau Gasol, and then Jason Terry is going to coach the G Leaguers. They will not be drafted. They're a team. You know, Scoot and the boys, they're the G Leaguers, and they'll
Scoot
play.
Mac?
Can you be honest?
Mojave King?
Oh, yeah. Did you remember this is what they did last year? Just be completely honest with me.
I remember Dyson Daniels and Marjon Beauchamp played in this game last year, and they are now in the NBA.
Right.
I remember.
I was just like the Rising Stars has changed.
Oh my goodness!
So many
yeah.
times the format of it all and all that. It's like it used to be the World versus USA and this is fine. I just like we got this little mini tournament. But anyway, G Leaguers are a team. We thought it'd be fun to actually draft our teams. So you're gonna be Team Pau Gasol,
right?
International flavor.
I am from Europa.
Yeah. You're gonna be, of course, as the notable Bulls fan here, Team Joakim Noah.
Had to do it.
And by default, that gives me Team Darren Williams. I guess point guard.
Point guard, yeah. Sure.
So those are our squads.
You own a Jazz jersey now.
I do. It's got no dunks on it. You're going to see it soon. But we have to decide.
I could have worn my Jazz jersey and been Darren Williams because we had a good,
you have a jazz
we had a good
jersey
Darren
too.
Williams discussion on the show, on Playback.
Yeah, but you have a Wesley Matthews Jazz jersey.
Sure.
Yeah.
I could have combined the two and the three and made him an eight. You squeeze them together.
So for some reason, thought it'd be a great idea to determine the number one pick of the Rising Stars draft here by playing Beyblades.
Oh, we're playing Beyblades.
Oh, JD, I thought you were going to hit it again. God, I thought we were going to hear that cool Beyblades music.
I only
again.
Have two hands.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, we really could have used Eshua here in the class factory today.
He's got some Beyblades as well. Right?
All right, Trey.
Got some blades.
Trey, why don't you and I, let's just keep this very simple. You and I will battle. The winner will advance to take on TAS.
Yeah, because I've never Beybladed. I know you guys have.
Well, I had a couple practice runs.
Beyblades in your youth.
Skeets, you earned the orange Beyblade last night because on Playback, Isaac Okoro hit a three from the corner, tied the game. I said, it's over. 92-92. 3 minutes left. It's over.
Okay, I think I'm locked in. I think I'm locked in.
I'm locked in here.
All right, well, I'll see you in the arena.
We're going to go 3-2-1.
Let it rip.
Okay. Why don't Tass say that?
You're going to say let it rip?
3-2-1, let it rip, okay. and we'll rip. On
okay,
rip.
Yeah, you get closer. I need you a little closer.
Yeah, get over here.
3-2-1, let it rip!
I got destroyed!
Yours just...
I got absolutely...
Look at mine go! Come on, baby!
Kick him while he's...
Yeah!
Down.
Man, look at that. You sent my blade components in three different zones.
What happened? Did you not put them together correctly?
A good craftsman never blends his tools.
Good win!
That All was right. huge, man.
So Trey's broke apart. Trey's
mine exploded.
And literally had no chance.
All right,
wow, that was...
Get out of here.
Guess I'm getting Andrew Nembhard.
You should be so lucky.
All right, Trey, you will be counting us down.
Oh, yeah, good. At least I get to say let it rip.
Tass is blue
That's
now.
An exciting part. All right, we're moving on.
Not locked in.
We got an orange versus blue.
Tass is yet to actually successfully rip. Okay. All right, Tass.
I think I'm locked in.
Okay, you look good. You look good, but be careful. 3-2-1, let it rip. Oh, the orange guy.
Whoa, it was a quick win. Quick win.
All right,
well,
we gotta go to Secaucus for that.
Wow,
one.
Run it back.
We need a slow motion. I thought orange lasted for about a split second longer.
Oh, okay, I got the win. All right, okay.
I just need a successful one.
Beyblades sort of suck. Why?
I just want to rip just for.
Yeah, let it rip. Let it rip again. Okay,
this
there
guy
we go.
Works.
Spin away.
Orange works.
Yeah, just a quick one. I'm just gonna have a quick one. This one's without the assault. Oh, man.
He's pulling apart in his hand. All right. Let it rip.
Beyblade. This man's on the floor. Off-road Beyblade.
This is turning into an amazing bit. Tass has tried about 10 times pre-show.
You,
and
got,
now
you actually had your best spin, I thought, during the contest. Yours is still going? Wow, orange is really the best one.
Oh,
you had it going, but it was a big bouncer.
I think you're ripping a little too high. Yeah, yeah, you should go low. Okay, anyway, cool.
All right, so we're gonna go Skeets, Tass, Trey. Perfect.
Cool. Beyblades.
Oh, yeah.
Beyblades, not an ad.
Just enthusiasts.
Just three grown men that really wanted to play it.
Love blading.
Okay, I have the
good game, everybody.
I have the
good
first
game.
Pick. Tass has the second pick. Trey has a third pick.
Right.
That's how we've decided.
Trey Murphy is a third.
Okay. Well, let me get us started here. Mm-hmm. I am going to be drafting for vibes. I'm going to tell you right now.
Pure vibes?
Yeah. But I'm also not going to overthink it when it comes to my first pick.
Okay.
I am taking Paolo Banchero.
Oh!
Of the Orlando Magic.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm taking the Rook.
The number one overall prospect.
Yeah. Yeah. I do indeed. Okay, so I got him. I'll keep track.
Paolo gone.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going with last year's Rookie of the Year. You got this year's.
Okay.
Scotty is playing perfect ball right now going into the All-Star weekend. He'll be confident in this game. Give me Scotty.
All right.
Smiling Scotty.
Trey. Oh, by the way, are we doing snake draft here, or are we going 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3? I guess we got to go. Let's keep it simple.
Right, yeah, we're going by records.
Okay. All right, Trey.
2-0, 1-1, 0-1. Tough one for me. My first pick... I told Jerome I was going to do it, no matter what happened. Give me Alperen Şengün.
Oh, I thought you would. Yeah.
Big reach.
Yeah, he may have been there another round.
Oh, he may have been there another two rounds, but I wasn't going to take the risk, and now I got a distributor on my team.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. Okay, I'm up next here. Obviously, a ton of names. But again, like I said, I want vibes. So give me Josh Giddey of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Give me my point guard there. Tess.
I'm going to go for a guy who likes to shoot. Give me Bones Highland. It's high in the
Bones,
draft. Bones,
whoa.
Care.
That's very Highland.
He could drop 50. He could drop 50 in one of these games.
Whoa,
if they play
that
to 50.
That is a pick.
Yeah, I'm going
Barnes and Bones. Sounds like a cool clothing company that you maybe had a shirt once upon a time for.
Yeah, scotch and soda.
Barnes and Bones. All right, Trey, what's your pick?
I think the best player left on the board. I don't like the way my team is going already. The Twin Towers. Give me Evan Mobley.
Got to. Good pick. All right, a lot of the sophomores go in here. Though we still have Alvarado, Jalen Green, your guy, Quentin Grimes, Trey Murphy III, Franz. Oh, give me Franz. Nice. Franz Wagner is my third pick. I got Paolo and Franz. The Magic are hot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
You got a lot of connectors.
Teamwork. That
a
is
lot
nice.
Of connectors there. I don't really have a ball handler. I'm going to get a pest on my team. Give me Jose Alvarado. Give me Jose Alvarado.
Interesting.
You are. I like
okay,
this.
Okay, those guys are gone.
Yep.
Oh, man. It's third pick. It's like you're getting the third best player every single time. Man.
Don't worry. I chose like the sixth best player.
Yeah, lots of rooks. That's the problem. They're rookies, man. They're rookies. Like, I really want to pick Jalen Green, but Jalen Green and Şengün on the same team? It's not working in real games. Give me Jalen Green. I'm a sucker.
All right. Yeah, only two sophomores are left on the board, Quentin Grimes and Trey Murphy III. But I think I'm going to go to the rookie pool here. And there's a guy I want, but I'm wondering if he'll be there one more round later. Yeah, I think he's going to be. So I'm going to take... Keegan Murray.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. I thought that was the guy you were going for.
Okay. I'm taking Keegan Murray of the Sacramento Kings there.
I'll take Ben Mathurin. Okay. Score some buckets, my friend. Score some buckets.
Yeah, he could do some damage in these games.
Old Buckets Ben.
I could see that.
That's what they're calling him.
Okay.
Okay, I need a shooter. A.J. Griffin.
Yeah.
Wow.
Joining my team.
Wow. Good okay. one.
Yeah, I gotta nice have A.J. Griffin.
Nice pick. Movement nice shooter. Pick.
We're running plays. My team's running plays.
I love this guy, so I want him on my team. I can't dare have him on one of yours. Give me Jalen Williams. J-Dub of OKC. I got two Thunders and two Magic and a King.
Nice.
What do you got, Tass, for your fifth pick?
We're going to get under your skin. I got Jose Alvarado manning the point, and I got Walker Kessler manning the center position.
Oh,
what a wild
okay.
team.
Wow, you do have a okay. defensive-minded team here. You got to take Grimes.
Yeah, that would help.
If he's
no,
there. If
no,
he's...
no, no, no. That's where I was going.
Wow.
Q Grimes?
There's a spite pick right here. I'm taking Quentin Grimes.
Oh, my God.
At this point now, I'm just trying to take players that I think somebody else is going to take.
Well, I'm going to take Trey Murphy the third here. Yeah. I think maybe as the steal of the draft, this sophomore still on the board. He is gone, and that's it for the sophomores. Just down to the rookies. I'll go through who's left. Jalen Duren, Jaden Ivey, both of the Pistons, Andrew Nembhard of the Pacers, Jabari Smith Jr., and Jeremy Sochan. Oh, which would be a fun pick for any team. Okay,
we got that's right. That's totally right. Ooh, I am debating between a Nembhard and, Jeremy Sochan. Sochan. Give me Nembhard. Give
okay.
me Nembhard.
Wow,
give me
a little
thank
Canadian
you.
Flavor.
Thank you. I'll take Sochan.
Yeah. Jeremy Sochan going to Joakim Noah's team over there. And we are down to three guys. Two Pistons still left on the board. What do I need? What do I need? I probably don't need a point guard. I got Giddy. Got a lot of guys can pass here. I probably need a big. Yeah, I'm gonna take Jalen Duren. I need a big. So this is pure roster construction.
Tass. You might be happy with your last pick here, Trey. I'm gonna take Jabari Smith Jr.
I am happy.
There you go. Okay.
Who's the last one?
Ivy.
Okay, good. I didn't want all three Rockets, man. That would be...
Oh, wow.
That's too ridiculous.
All right, let me go through the teams. That was fairly quick. Felt like that was quicker
was
than actually
pick?
Playing big blades.
Yeah, steal.
Yeah. So steal.
That is the steal of the draft.
Yeah, for sure.
That's
okay.
A lot better than them.
My team. Team Skeets, a.k.a. Team Darren Williams, Paolo Banchero, Josh Giddey, Franz Wagner, Keegan Murray, Jalen Williams, J-Dub, Trey Murphy III, and Jalen Duren. I got two Jalens on this team. Tass, your team?
Scotty Barnes, Bones Highland, Jose Alvarado, Benedict Mathurin, Walker Kessler, Andrew Nembhard, and Jabari Smith Jr.
Not bad, not bad. And,
sounds like a real team.
Trey Kirby, your team?
Yeah, the Houston Rockets. Here you go. Alperen Şengün, Evan Mobley, Jalen Green, A.J. Griffin, Quentin Grimes, Jeremy Sochan, and Jaden Ivey.
Okay.
That's my team.
There it is. Team Darren Williams, Team Pau Gasol, Team Joakim Noah. We have drafted the Rising Stars teams. You tell us, we should get a poll up, who's got the best team, at least on paper, because we got to play the games.
Yes.
And remember, the format for this, all three games played to a final target score, which means the game will end on a made basket or a made free throw, I guess, rather than like time expiring. Two semifinal games played to a final target score of 40. And the final game featuring the winners of those two games, obviously, will be played to a final target score of 25. That determines our tourney champion.
They made it a little shorter this year, right? I think it was 50 and 25 last year.
Was it? Mm. I don't remember that. But
yeah, that's why I thought I drafted Bones Highland. I thought he was going to score 50. But now that it's 40.
He can't even. Well, he could over two games.
That's true. That's true.
Tell me your top three. Banchero, who, and who?
Paolo Banchero, Giddey, and Franz Wagner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tass, what is
that's a hell of a top three.
My top three are debatable.
Yeah, what are they?
Scotty Barnes definitely in my top three.
Barnes.
Highland.
Yeah, probably.
And,
Barnes, Bones.
We'll put
probably
Mathurin.
Mathurin, yeah.
Barnes, Bones, and Ben.
Oh.
Yep.
Triple
B. Triple
Killer
B's,
bees.
Baby.
Killer bees.
All right. The question has been asked.
In
okay.
Poll format.
And your top
format,
three,
yeah.
your top three picks probably, yeah.
Şengün, Mobley, and Green.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. All right, polls up there for everybody joining us live. Get your votes in, and if you're listening later, tweet at us at NoDunksInc. Who you think drafted the best team?
Spring is the best time to add new challenges to your training just in time for those warm summer days.
Pool season's coming soon, so I've been hitting the weights with Peloton and my guy Adrian Williams, trying to get my muscle on in order to expand my cannonball splash radius. Peloton's varying class lengths were designed with your training plan in mind. It's easy to personalize your workout. Whether you'd like to add a 10-minute core session at the end of your strength class, or take a 60-minute power zone ride to increase your endurance, Peloton classes are designed to help focus on your needs and goals. There are a variety of classes like boot camps, boxing, full body strength, or marathon training, all created to grow your skills or push you to improve in what you already excel in. And their expert coaches and nonstop vibes will push you to new levels of strength and endurance, keeping you on your toes while giving you the professional coaching you need. Shout out to Adrian, Aditi, Andy, and Emma. I love you all so much. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton has everything you need to get you where you're going. Get your head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. I gotta get something off my chest. Nothing drives me crazier than sending a message to a group chat and getting no response. That's why I'm a big emoji responder. Love a hang loose hand or a salute, but man, it hurts when you send a message and get nothing back. Ouch! We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/nodunks today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/nodunks. This episode of No Dunks is brought to you by BetterHelp.
Pick 'em results. Last night, final night of January. God, I'm so happy it's over. I had the Knicks. That's an L. They had to win by 3, so... I was actually happy Julius Randle screwed up at the end of regulation and didn't win by 2 or get to the line, win by 1. But then they got cooked by Russ there in overtime. A win for Tass. A win for Trey. 15-6 in the month of January. Tass finished 10-11. I finished 6-15. A brutal, a bloodbath of a month for me. We actually have a season leaderboard here, and that month did me in. I mean, I was second going into the month of January.
Well, I was first.
Yeah, we were really close. Like, we were like a game separated, I remember. Maybe 2 games.
There he goes. Trey Murphy, anyway, the first.
Yep. Trey is in first, 32-25. Tass just above 500, and I got some work to do here after that garbage month. That's okay. I'll get back. And it starts tonight. What's our game?
Big slate tonight. I saw Golden State, Minnesota, and I couldn't resist. Minnesota at home, a 2.5-point dog to the Golden State Warriors. Huh. 2.5-point favorite on the road, where they've struggled this season, although they have won 2 straight.
Yep.
On the road for the first time, so Skeets and I think the Warriors will win by 3 or more. Hmm. Minnesota's getting 2.5. Trey, why do you think Minnesota will cover or win?
Warriors are, they're definitely playing better on the road, but the Timberwolves are playing their best basketball of the season right now. Anthony Edwards, he wants to make the All-Star team, so he's going to do his best in against a major premier opponent.
Good reason.
Fair.
Yep.
Good, yep. Good reasoning. We'll find out tonight. One of the fun games on. Okay, let's get to Tweet of the Night.
Tweet of the Night. Wow.
A pretty simple Tweet of the Night here. This one comes from actually Jeb Bush, who tweeted us in a video of the very first wedgie in NBA All-World history.
All right, it took a couple days, but we have our first wedgie of the season, and it comes from Zion. And there it is. Nice shot, guys. Wedgie got the wedgie track. Hopefully a million to go. Thank you, wedgie.
Well, it was actually a ledgie there.
Yes, many are saying this Bush. Is a confirmed ledgie.
Hashtag, well, actually, Jeb Bush.
Yeah. Got him. I saw old Jeb. He said, yeah, you're right. It's a legend.
Yeah.
But it's hard to find audio of you saying that's a Wedgie, also making it the first one, including Wedgie Tracker. I'm willing to let this one
slide. That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
Also, what is that?
That's the new game. It's Pokemon Go, but it's the NBA. It's like AR, so, you know, like augmented reality. You go to places, you can battle people. Surely you can upgrade your stuffs.
Yeah.
Because, like I told you, I got DeAndre Jordan, and he was, like, just a gray person. Oh. He didn't have a body. He's just a gray man. So I guess you got to win a game to get muscles.
I know. I know Jeb's been playing a lot of this,
for deep.
Sure.
He's deep in the game.
He's leveled up. He's leveled up so much, he's, like, sticking Wedgies in this game now, which is pretty amazing that it's in there. But
it is cool.
And I got everything, I guess.
Awesome. I guess I gotta start playing NBA All World. Does it look that incredible?
Hey man, I'll trade you a DeAndre Jordan. Trade you a DeAndre Jordan. Let's
see
what
you can trade, guys.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
I'll trade you a Pikachu for a Bones Highly.
You got a Pikachu? Is it evolved?
I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying.
How many energies do you have? Sorry, I literally just learned how to play the Pokemon card game recently over the weekend. A lot more steps than I knew. But if you want to know how to play a kid's game, ask me. Beyblades, Pokemon, NBA All World, you name it. I can do it. Kind of.
All right. Fun tweet there. A quick look at the poll here as we start wrapping up. People are liking.
I know you want to look
Steve's
at that poll.
Yeah, man. This should count as a win for me in the pick'em game. Because I'm running away with this. 66% of the vote right now for the Paolo,
wow,
Giddy,
fast,
and Franz. Oh, yeah. Great job from our guy Jerome putting together these teams.
Yeah. It's okay that Alperin is spelled wrong. That's fine. Just got to get you one time, Jerome. Just got to get you.
Man, Jerome, this is really Jerome's kryptonite, is spelling.
He's too creative for spelling.
I know. He does everything else. You have to. You can't be perfect at everything, right?
Yeah, we could spell Benedict.
It's like Michael,
right.
Michael Jordan. Yeah, like, he couldn't really hit three-pointers all that great. Yeah. Even the GOATs have, you know, some limitations. Okay, keep voting away. I thought they're fairly evenly drafted teams. I wonder how they do it. Like, they're not doing it live, right? Like the All-Star game. They're just going to do it?
Just got to do it.
Yeah, we'll just do it.
You think Darren, Pau, Joakim...
do it?
...are going to get on the call?
Huh. What else are they doing?
Yeah. Like, what
why
else
not?
Are they doing?
They
yeah.
have lives.
Yeah, but it took us 5 minutes to do it. It took us longer to try and play Beyblades than it did draft the teams. Do I think those three guys... we'll play Beyblades to figure out who gets the number one pick? No. But I think they could just get on a Zoom call, and make their picks, yeah.
Okay. I doubt it.
You think Joakim Noah and Pau Gasol ever FaceTime with each other?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Former teammates?
So do I.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they do. Once a year.
They seem both like some of the most likable players in NBA
Check
history.
Check in.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Sure. Cool.
Okay, good.
Glad we agree.
Okay, get your tickets to our live show. Tell us if you want us to bring the Beyblades Arena to the live show.
Yeah, I hope you say no, because I don't really want to travel with a full arena.
You can strap that to your backpack.
I guess it's got a big reservoir in it. I could put
put all your clothes in it.
Roll up the jeans, slide them in.
That's
there.
Your carry-on?
Just one arena.
I do like the idea of, like, you having that on you, we could, like, throw down, let it rip at any time.
Oh yeah,
like in an airport, on the plane, mm-hmm. at the show.
We'll be praying for delays. Hey, we don't need to go quite yet. We got another spin-off here.
We gotta practice. We'll practice, and next time we do this next year, we'll be better at it. Okay, I promise you that. Guys, thanks so much for joining us live. We really appreciate it. Hit the like button, subscribe if you haven't, share the show. Podcast listeners, leave your boys a 5-star rating and review. You got a few days until the drop podcast, where Trey, because it's the first of the month there, the first Friday of the month, he will go through the best 5-star ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
And share some of them.
Yeah, I will.
Lined up. We'll be talking snubs from the All-Star Reserves and all that. But that's Friday. We got a show tomorrow. Join us live at 10 a.m. Eastern. And we'll see you here on the Classic Factory. Until then, Clipper Bros.
You heard it here first. Have a great time. Turn up. Love you guys. Awesome.
Oh, boy. Tass is going to try and let it rip here.
Let's do this, JD.
Okay, here
Let's
we go.
Do this.
Come on, Tass.
Let's do this.
Come on, Tass. You can do it, buddy.
Here we go.
Come on, Tass.
Stupid, yeah.
You gotta lock it in more, man. Turn it. There, you're locked. Oh, turn the other way.
It's a loose grip.
Loose lock.
It's a loose. Yeah!
Rip it.
Oh man, Orange is dominant.
He's unstable.
Embrace the day, people. Embrace your blades.
And may the blades be with you.
May the blades be with you.